Happy Monday, Squamish. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says that an upper trough, with a cool, unstable air mass, will bring unsettled conditions across the south coast through Tuesday, with showers and flurries in the alpine, and freezing levels hovering near 1,000 to 1,600 meters across the sea to sky. Today, we can expect a high of 9°C and an overnight low of 5°C, according to Environment Canada. Sunrise was at 6:37 a.m. Sunset will be at 7:53 p.m. A transient ridge of high pressure will build from late Wednesday into Thursday, Ross said, bringing a brief period of drier conditions. Another frontal system will arrive late Thursday into Friday, B.C. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of B.C. was Warfield, located in the West Kootenays, which saw a high of 21.3°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 10.8°C. The coldest spot in BC on April 6 was Blue River, located about halfway between Kamloops and Jasper, Alberta, which dipped to minus 4.3°C. The coldest spot in Canada was Eureka, New, which dipped to minus 33.4°C. Moonphase. The moon is in its waxing gibbous phase. Waxing means increasing, and gibbous refers to a shape that is more than half full but not yet a full circle, according to phases of the moon on the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 76.5%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 9.8°C. April average water temperature in Howe Sound is 9.7°C. The minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 13.8°C, according to the site. Backcountry avalanche forecast today. According to avalog.co, the alpine avalanche rating for our region is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Forecast snow and wind will form storm slabs most reactive to human triggers in wind-affected terrain at upper elevations. Make conservative terrain choices and avoid overhead hazard. The advice for today from avalog.co, avoid steep, rocky, and wind-affected areas where triggering slabs is more likely. Use small, low-consequence slopes to test the bond of the new snow. Avoid traveling on slopes below cornices. Spit Road closure. The Squamish training berm will be temporarily closed now until May 31, the Squamish River Watershed Society says. The Central Estuary Restoration Project continues as we install a fourth large fish-friendly box culvert, a social media post from the Society notes. This feature will replace the current undersized culvert, which will improve fish access and allow freshwater to transfer into the Central Estuary Channel from the Squamish River. According to a district post, access will be closed to car traffic at the Fisherman's Entrance, Yellow Gate, with bike and pedestrian access to remain open. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Live view of the Stawamish Chief Down Arrow.